I am joined right now by a two-time All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler. He is a safety with the LA Chargers. He's coming off a huge game in that win at Washington. He had seven tackles. He had a pass breakup. He was an All-American. He was a two-time All-ACC here at Florida State. He was the 17th pick overall in 2018. And there is a big game coming up. Big game coming up Sunday here in Los Angeles. The Cowboys are at the Chargers. That is a CBS game. Derwin James is my guest. Derwin, great to have you back. How are you?
Man, how you doing, man? I'm doing good, man.
Good, dude. Good. Good to have you. So take me back to Sunday, if you don't mind. That 2016 win over Washington in their place. I mean, we are talking about a team that in the past 2 years has lost 16 one-score games. I know you know this. How much pride was there for you and the rest of the team in winning on the road in a tight game against a divisional champion?
It was amazing because, you know, our whole mindset was, you know, we wanted to come in and get to 1-0 no matter what it took. And, you know, we wanted to come out and be a team. So, you know, whether it was offense, defense, or special teams, everybody wanted to come in together and, you know, get the W. And we got that done.
I like that. Speaking of the offense, Keenan Allen said after the game, quote, "I know what it is to lay on the other side of the blanket. This is definitely the cooler side, and we like this side more." End of quote. So let me ask you, I know it's only one game, but does it feel like a culture change in terms of we are a fourth quarter team now? We are the kind of team that can close out games.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We definitely want to have that mindset. We want to be at our best in the fourth. And, you know, Coach Staley does a great job of, you know, that's when we're going to need be at our best. You know what I mean? You can play 60 good plays, but if you get beat on the 63rd play, then, you know, it don't matter. So, you know, we want to really focus on finishing games, and that was a great example of finishing.
Charger safety, Derwin James is my guest. So you earned a game ball with that performance. When you consider all the work that you put in to get back to where you are right now, what did that game ball represent to you?
It means a lot, man. I gave it to my son. First of all, I just got a new son, and I got that ball for him because, you know, just going through everything I've been through over the past couple of years and, you know, finally to get back out there, and it just felt good to be playing again. And nothing greater than, you know, being appreciated by your teammates and by your peers. So, you know, that was big.
I got to ask you, man, you mentioned that you gave the ball to your son. Like, you've been a player and a dominant personality and a guy who leads from the front. All these things, right? All these things. What's fatherhood been like?
Man, it's been cool, man. It's definitely life-changing for me, man, because, you know, I used to always hear people say, oh, man, it's going to change. But when you're actually going through it, man, it's really like, it's nothing like it, no better feeling. And, you know, just having that person that looks up to you.
Like I said, man, I don't want to go and I'm not looking to be funny here. Last thing, I don't want to get rattled by making a bad joke, but the fact of the matter is there's no playbook for that, right? I don't care what they tell
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
Or what you think.
Off script.
Am I right? There is no playbook for that.
Yeah, there's definitely no playbook. Everything off script. You know, it goes off how he's feeling, how his mood is. You know, it's when he wants it. So, you know, I got used to that real fast.
That's how it's done. Thanks for picking me up, man. Thanks for agreeing with me. That made me feel good. Derwin James
joining
us.
Truth, man. It's the truth.
You know, listen, man, as everybody knows, you did miss last season with that torn meniscus. You said, quote, "A lot of times guys get injured and they just try to come back and try to be healthy. I'm not coming back for that. I'm coming back to be dominant, to be the same person that I was before." And that's kind of the mindset that I look at. I'm curious, like, where did that mindset come from? Because I think you're right. A lot of guys just want to get back and get back on the field, but that's not good enough for you. Where did that mindset come from?
I think it comes from my parents. You know, they did a great job raising me. You know, they always told me, man, you're going to go through battles. You're going to go through hardships. You know, it's how you come back from it. You know, everybody's good when things are going good, but, you know, you really see how a person is when adversity hits and when you're going through something. So, you know, just going through everything I've been through and, you know, battling back, you know, I'm just thankful. You know, and I'm blessed, man, to be out there.
You know, it seems to me like you go through something like that, it could take an enormous mental toll on you. But guys around you, like Linval Joseph, rave about your leadership, rave about your positivity. I mean, were there dark days or were you able to be positive every single day while going through these hard times?
The darkest day was the first day of it happening. That was the darkest day for me. And once that moment passed, I woke up the next day, you know, I was on that mindset of what's next. You know, how can I get better? And how I'm going to get back out there and help my teammates win. So, you know, I just stayed with that mindset. And when I got back out there, you know, I just keep having fun with it, man. That's what makes it that much funner.
You know, you mentioned your new coach, Brandon Staley, and he said something pretty amazing about you. Quote, I haven't been around too many guys like that, regardless of the position. Normally, it's quarterbacks. Derwin is one of the few defensive players that I'm aware of in the league that can carry that mantle, end of quote. I mean, that's really an amazing thing for a coach to say about a player, especially a defensive player. So when it comes to leadership and being the face of the team, how do you approach that?
You know, I'm humbled by it. You know, I'm humbled every day. You know, I'm thankful for it every day. And, you know, I just want to, you know, continue to get better, man, because, like I said, I'm not just all perfect and all that, but I just want to keep being a leader, man, keep getting better every day. And, like I said, bringing that energy that guys feed off and that guys want to be around and coaches want to coach and be that player that they want to coach. So, you know, that's what I'm focused on, man.
Listen, I understand that. I understand the humility. But then you got a guy like Chris Harris Jr. This guy's played the game a long, long time at a really high level. There's nothing that he has not seen. I've talked to him for years. He was talking to Jim Trotter, and he said, quote, "I've played with a lot of great people in the secondary. Hall of Famers like Champ and Doc. But it's hard to say anybody is like this kid, the way he loves the game, the way he competes every day." I mean, Derwin, you'll tell me that you're trying to be as humble as you possibly can, but you got a guy like Chris Harris comparing you to Brian Dawkins and Champ Bailey. I mean, that's crazy high praise. What do you think when you hear that?
Man, to be even in the same conversation as those guys, you know, like I say, man, I'm thankful, man, because, you know, I know the work I put in, you know, my teammates and everybody that around the building, they see the work and how hard and what it means to me. So, you know, I like to be the same person I am every day, if not better. But so I like to just keep bringing that energy, man. And guys are, you know, taking notice of it. And, you know, it's big coming from guys like Chris Harris and Linval Joseph that's, you know, won Super Bowls and played in this league a long time. So, you know, hearing the stuff that they're saying about me and my coaches, man, you know, I'm really just thankful for it.
Especially those two dudes, man. Champ Bailey, right? I mean, like, Champ
Bailey.
Yeah,
those all-time Hall of Fame with Gold Jacket guys, man. Brian Dawkins and Champ Bailey, those are definitely one of the greats, man.
There's uncommon, and then there's uncommon amongst the uncommon. Those two dudes were uncommon amongst the uncommon. And then you get the Cowboys on Sunday, and after starting out 1-0, how big of a statement are you looking as a team to make against Dallas with the entire country watching?
We got to just come out and be ready. We're at home. This is the first game at home. I know the fans are going to be excited. I know, you know, we got to come out and be ready. We're playing against one of the powerful offenses in the league, and we just got to be ready for the run or the pass, man, whatever they come out and do.
You know, and finally, you broke up momentarily, but, like, what's it mean to you to be out there in front of the fans once again?
Oh, man, I'm excited by that, man. I can't wait. First game in SoFi for me, and I'm going to be excited, man. I know I'm going to be eager to play, man, and I can't wait.
Dude, what's it going to feel like to hit the field in that stadium? And what's it like when you look at that stadium? How's that feel to you?
Man, it feels amazing. You know, just playing in there in the scrimmage that we had early in training camp, man, it was fun. And, you know, I know once this thing is rolling for real and we're really out there playing when it counts, I know the fans are going to be that much louder and they're going to be that more supportive. So, you know, we want to come out and make it special for them.
Two-time All-Pro, Pro Bowler. New dad, 17th pick overall, Derwin James Jr., my guest. Derwin, great to have you back. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on this show. Great talking to you.
All right, thank you, man.
Take care. Be good. Such a stud, this guy.